Okay, so let's move on to anxiety and overwhelm. Even in the most calming of yoga classes with an experienced and nourishing teacher, students can still experience anxiety, feel overwhelmed, or be triggered. Attending a yoga class can feel way outside the comfort zone for many students. Yoga students often look different to many other places that people have been before. People are dressed differently. The teacher and the students are often unfamiliar. The language is often new and strange. The positions that students are often asked to place their bodies in can be unusual. The room can feel too full or too stuffy if the windows aren't open. And students might be concerned that they don't look like they fit in or worry that they won't know what to do and will stand out. Some of the postures and practices have the potential to trigger anxiety, including chest opening postures, pranayama practices with rapid breathing, or calming postures that the student feels unable to do as their mind is racing and their heart is beating fast. In addition, a student with a history of trauma might be triggered in class and, as a result, experience symptoms including fear, flashbacks, disassociation, or a disconnection. Students with a tendency towards anxiety or a history of trauma are more likely to experience heightened anxiety or overwhelm in a yoga class. And as a result, we need to be mindful of the potential for this, do our best to create a safe container, and share practices or variations of practices to meet the needs of students experiencing anxiety and reduce the likelihood of overwhelm in class. And we talk about this in the yogic practices section. However, we do not need to become anxious about preventing our students from feeling anxiety or being triggered. By holding a safe container, we create a space where students can safely meet their anxiety. Anxiety showing up in a yoga class can actually be a wonderful opportunity for students to meet and move through their anxiety if they feel safe and supported. If a student in your class appears anxious, overwhelmed, or triggered, it's important to stay calm yourself and have a warm and welcoming presence. This communicates that you're not concerned about them feeling anxious, that anxiety is welcome in your yoga class, you're not judging them, that you can trust that they can meet whatever arises in them, and that you're available if support is needed. Staying calm yourself can also engage the mirror neuron system and foster a sense of calm in your student. So, at the beginning of class, before you've even started teaching, you might notice a student coming in and looking anxious. It isn't uncommon for a new student who hasn't been in the studio before or hasn't even been to a yoga class before to feel anxious. So the first thing to do if someone seems anxious at the beginning of class is simply to smile warmly and to welcome them. If they're new to the studio, show them where the bathroom is, where they can leave their belongings, and how to set up their yoga mat. This is good practice, I think, whether your students are looking anxious or not. I do this with every new yoga student who attends my class. It helps to put their mind at ease, and they know how things work in the studio, and I suggest that you do this too. Ask them if there's anything you can do to support them. If it's appropriate, normalize the experience of anxiety, although really, there's usually no need to comment on anxiety. So, what to do if someone is anxious during the yoga class, so while you're teaching? So, if this happens, you might offer a pose or a practice, or perhaps a variation of the pose or practice that you're already offering for the whole class that reduces anxiety or rajas. You could invite the students in the class to stand in Tadasana, sense the ground underneath their feet, imagining that they have roots extending into the earth or some other grounding practice that you know. If the student is anxious because they seem unsure of what to do, you could explain or demonstrate the practice again or give further instructions to clarify. Perhaps the student didn't hear you, or perhaps they're having trouble concentrating as a result of feeling anxious or overwhelmed, and the extra instructions could really help them. If the students seem confused, you could let them know that there's no right or wrong way of doing any of the pose that you're offering and that they're welcome to move in any way that feels good in their body or come back into child's pose or any comfortable position at any time. If they appear anxious in a restorative pose, offer something that engages their mind, like counting the breath, sensing the movement of the breath and the body, a yoga nidra practice, a visualization, or playing music and inviting them to tune into the music. If a student is short of breath, a practice that focuses on the breath could exacerbate it, so you could try offering them something that distracts them from the breath. That could be more effective. If it seems that a particular practice has triggered the anxiety, you can normalize the experience and offer a variation or an alternative. So, for example, if you're teaching Samavritti Pranayama, equal breathing, and a student appears to be anxious, you might say to the entire class, "If during this breathing practice you begin to feel uncomfortable or anxious, let go of the focus on equalizing the breath and breathe naturally and rhythmically again, feeling the sensation of the ground underneath your body." For example, if a student looks anxious and then leaves to go to the bathroom, let them go and give them space. Trust that they can do whatever it is they need to do to look after themselves. If you've noticed someone experiencing anxiety in your class, be sure to discreetly check in with them at the end of class. And if they still appear anxious or overwhelmed at the end of class, check in with them to see if they've got someone to support them after class, like a friend, a family member, or a therapist that they could call. Be supportive, but as always, stay within your scope of practice and compassionately watch for any rescue or behavior within yourself. Okay, thank you for joining me for this section on anxiety and overwhelm. I know that this is something that we've all experienced in our life at one point or another, whether it was in a yoga class or somewhere else. So I invite you to reflect on your own experience of feeling anxious or overwhelmed and what was helpful for you. And then I'll see you over in the next video.